You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You're listening to CJLO News. The high school student suspended from Royal West Academy for an anti-Israel Instagram post had her rights violated, according to Quebec's National Student Ombudsman. In November of 2025, a high school student at Royal West Academy in Montreal West area was suspended after posting on Instagram outside of school on a private account. The post in question was 4 words long, but the sentiment was clear and simple.
Right after Israel broke the ceasefire agreement, I said just a black screen, fuck Israel, holy shit.
After the suspension, the student and her parents complained to the EMSB, the English Montreal School Board, arguing that the student had a right to express herself politically, especially outside of school hours. The complaint went all the way up to Quebec's National Student Ombudsman, who sided with the student, recently saying that Royal West Academy violated the student's rights.
It's my rights as a human being under Canadian and Quebec law to be able to protest and to be able to express what I'm thinking about political issues, whether they be in Canada or around the world.
But despite the ombudsman's position, the student and some parents in the community worry that students fear they can't express themselves about this international issue, swear words or not.
As a parent of a child also of similar age, I think that it's important that we maintain their freedom to express themselves. The post in question was not even against an individual. It was about a state. And I wonder about, you know, the slippery slope that happens when we start to police those kinds of things.
Earlier this week, protesters gathered outside of the English Montreal School Board's headquarters to demand an apology regarding the student that was suspended. Here is one concerned parent, Sarah Etizadi.
I would like them to apologize to the student in question. I would like them to rescind the suspension of the student in question. And I would like them to do better in terms of allowing our students a diversity of voices.
The EMSB has not yet put someone up for interview with CJLO, but pointed to previous statements that the school board made, including, quote, "The school board supports the new Culture and Citizenship in Quebec program as a positive move towards helping students feel safe in expressing their ideas by fostering a respectful environment for respectful dialogue," unquote. The EMSB is also under fire for its raising of funds for trips to Israel for a teacher and 3 students in the board. It's called the March for the Living, a Holocaust commemoration event that encourages trips to Israel. The board has not commented on criticisms about this fundraiser raised by protesters. For CJLO News, I'm Adam Minnis.
Welcome back. There's a synth in the house. We are back after our little hiatus last week. Weather didn't in fact stop us last week from attending and hosting your favorite CJLO 1690 AM show. about synths. I'm basically the only one. But anyways, welcome back to There's a Synth in the House. I'm Matt Fay. As per usual, happy to have you here. Listen to a little bit of improvisation on tonight's episode. There's nothing really planned other than a couple of songs that I wanted to play. Really no topics. We're just going to jump into this and see how it rolls. If I have a topic on the edge of my tongue, I'll say it out loud and we'll comment on my songs. We're just going to have a great time. No really shebang. Let's just jump into this immediately. And as mentioned, we'll go from there onwards. We had, obviously, Portrait by Oliver there in the intro. No need to mention it each time I open the show. However, sometimes I will want to play a song by Oliver, even though there's not that many, as just part of the show because it's on brand, you know? So let's continue onwards with At Night by Oliver off of the album Full Circle. You're listening to CJLO, 6090 AM.
Thank you.
That was The New Year by Intraset and Let's Go with a S and K L A L E T S K O, spelled like that. And just before that you heard Night by Oliver. So, as mentioned, just jumping in, really chill, really nice mix over here. Don't come up. Do not have much going on, and in terms of things going on my side, really nothing changed in a week despite not attending a show due to the weather. It's just been really going along. I don't know. Usually I'd have a topic, usually, but right now I kind of feel like I came here to actually listen to my own picks, which is quite funny because usually I already... I listened through them, which I did, of course, but I just wanted to re-listen to them, which is not really standard in some way to my usual programmation. In any case, let us continue with Intraset and Let's Go with their collaborations. The next song is called Young Fiction. Let's keep it rolling.
Thank you.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after the ads.
Art Matters, North America's largest student-run fine arts festival, is back for its 26th edition. This year's theme is Unstable Grounds, and over the next month, we'll be inviting artists and the Montreal community to consider how we construct foundations upon continually shifting landscapes. Thursday, March 19th from 6 to 9 p.m., join us at Atelier 2112 at 2112 at the Tegan for A Way of Willing It, a vernissage night featuring the work of eight artists and curated by Amelia Steudel. And on Saturday, March 21st from 7 to 10 p.m., come to the White Wall Studio for Perverts, a one-night event featuring sculpture, audio, painting, projection, and speculative diagrams curated by Rene Barnes. Find us at 4532 Avenue Laval. Music by Elliot Roby, and for more information, visit artmattersfestival.org.
Do you love hip-hop and R&B? Is your Monday afternoon lacking groove? I'm DJ Samuel D. Roberts, and I got you covered. Listen to my show, Whip Appeal. I'll be playing hip-hop bangers, R&B slow jams, and everything in between from Canada and around the globe to groove up your Monday afternoon. Listen to Whip Appeal, Mondays at 3 p.m. CJLO 1690 AM.
Honey, I'm home.
Why are you home so late?
I was listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Oh, I can't stay mad at you. Aww. I was listening to CJLO too.
Round of applause. Yes, you are also listening to CJLO 1690 AM. Only on this show, which is There's a Synth in a House. Welcome back after the ads. You heard before the ads. I also realized one thing. Intraset is potentially the name of the label of the songs, but for some reason it was mixed in as the artist as well. So apologies for that. Potentially, that was my mistake. The New Year was the first thing that you heard that I mentioned. It was by Intraset. It was also with Let's Go. I also mentioned it, but just to clarify that, then Young Fiction by Let's Go, and the latest song being In the Neck by Maxina. Let's continue our little program here tonight with some synthwave with the absolutely legendary duo, I believe, Home, in synthwave. Absolutely love their albums. There are very few albums as well, but on a night like this, where it was absolutely shivering when I came here, personally, I cannot help but turn myself to this phenomenal album. And we'll probably just continue listening on to it after finishing the show, because it is just that amazing. The album is called Before the Night. There's also the album called Odyssey, both released in 2014 by Home. So if you're interested in Vaporwave and such, really, really recommend listening to it. In any case, let's see which one of these would suit you best. Let's go with Overflow. Yeah, let's go with that. So, the song is Overflow by Home from the album Before the Night.
Thank you.
Overflow by Home. That's what you just heard right now. Simply lovely album. I cannot stress it enough. And just the entire catalog is a joy to listen to. So, as mentioned, please do listen to them if you like more of that kind of stuff. This is my first Metal March on CGLO, and unfortunately, I will not be playing necessarily the metal that is in the name. However, I will sprinkle in a bit of a song that I enjoyed that is from a metal band, Death Heaven. And although this song that I'm going to play is from an album that many deem to be, for some reason, mediocre compared to their other albums... maybe it's just because it's more mellow and not necessarily related to their more loud album Sunbather in 2013, and then they went back up in the ratings with Lonely People with Power, but the album I'm talking about is Infinite Granite. I really enjoyed it, honestly, when I first listened to it last year. And it stuck to me for some reason. And I feel like no amount of criticism will really just like make me not like it. It is a bit sometimes. I understand what the people are talking about, but it is very enjoyable. And I'll give you all a listen. I'll give you all a bit of a listen to this little fragment. The song that I'll be playing is Lament for Wasps from the metal album Death Heaven, but this is more definitely on their synthy and more melodic atmospheric vibe, as is the entire album. But yep, so let's just go right with that. Lament for Wasps by Death Heaven. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM on There's a Synth in a House. Bedroom capture. That was Lament for Wasps by Death Heaven. I'll give you this. If you notice that, Madvey, what? This is not very much like Shinsei. Well, you would be right, honestly. Some of their other songs are definitely more synth-based. I can give you an example, like, off of the same album, Great Mass of Color would be, I think, a closer fit to what I was looking for. But at the same time, I do not regret playing this one specifically because the reverb and the layering of the guitars with the effects simply made it really atmospheric, obviously, but it just feels like something that could happen with a bit of modular synth, maybe. Like, honestly, it really does create a similar sensation. And for that reason, I think it deserves a spot on this show. And either way, it had a really nice look, the synth, at the very beginning of the song. So, you know, that counts. Switching gears completely now, we are going to listen to Kairos, with their new single Eternity, released March 5th. Two of their songs that we're going to listen to, one of which is Equinox and the other one is Ozone.
CJLO presents The Big M Show, a series of hour-long theatrical specials featuring all new music from local singer-songwriter extraordinaire Marlena Moore. Over the course of 2026, come out to Theater VME for dazzling performances, each with their own unique theme, set design, and costumes. They're a fresh take on old-school entertainment and your chance to see your very own Broadway diva at a discount rate. The second Big M Show is coming up on March 29th at 7 p.m. Get your tickets now at mileendimprov.ca.
Our talks about movies always start out with the best of intentions. Opinions are shared, debates develop, but then things get heated, words get said. Friendships are tested, disagreements break out. This is when the smackdown happens. Join us for our next epic grudge match, Sundays at 2 p.m., Cinema Smackdown, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. What you just heard just before the ads was Kairos with two songs, one first one being Equinox and the second one being Ozone. We're going to continue rounding up this hour with Poirier. That is a bit of a callback to last episode where I played another one of Poirier's remixes, or a remix of Poirier's works, rather, I should say. And here I am back because the sound was just really, really nice. And next song will be To Do, which is basically translated to softly, kind of. And yep, and then we'll continue on to round out the hour, listening to CJLO 1690 AM as per usual.
Tout doux danser, tout doux coller. dans ses collets vitaminés. Si dans ta vie tout est tout gris, t'as cadencé, cadencé coloré. Si dans ta vie tout est tout gris, t'as cadencé, cadencé coloré. Tout doux danser, tout doux coller, danser coller.
We love ourselves sometimes, once in a while, to just listen to a movie soundtrack tune. And that was one by Daniel Pemberton called Under the Clock Tower. Speaking of Daniel Pemberton, I cannot wait for the new score for the new movie Project Hail Mary. He'll be scoring that, and I am really, really looking forward to that. It's a great movie, or rather a great story that has been adapted. And knowing Daniel's works, not personally, of course, but knowing his works previously, he also worked on, for example, Enola Holmes or The Bad Guys and so forth. And obviously the one that you just heard, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse and Across It. And as mentioned, just really looking forward to his new works. So let's just close this hour off with a bit of rock by Simple Minds from their album Big Music. The song is called Spirited Away. And I think it's just going to be, it's a great way to close off the hour. It's been a quite a chill mixtape, quite so as to say, that I chose. And I think it really worked out quite well. So thank you for joining in. Thank you for listening. I'll be here just as per usual next week. And yeah, Big Music is a great album that I really enjoyed. It's not one of Simple Minds' best. However, definitely give it a listen if you're into rock. So, anyways, I'll just begin with that and whilst thanking you. And stay tuned next week for more synths and more chatter. Synths out.
I'm not a complicated guy. I like things simple as can be. There's so much I don't understand, so much I fail to see. But we got spirited away, got separated in the night. Somehow we drifted from a path. Just slipped away. Back then I hoped that we could talk. No idea what I'd say, but we got spirited away. Got separated in the night. Somehow we drifted from the past. No longer see things from afar. No longer.